I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you from Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium. After the red team beat the white team 38-12, now the first team didn't play the second half. It was actually 32-0 red over white in the first half. We'll talk about all that, but you know, just to say, like, I don't know if I've covered a wilder couple of weeks in Arkansas sports in these last two. I mean, you had, not only did you have like the last seven practices of spring football, which is always a lot, but Eric Musselman stepping down, the coaching search that ensued, the roller coaster that we went on all the way to hiring John Calipari. So a pretty wild couple of weeks here for Razorback sports, and it's been a good couple of weeks. Now, we've talked a lot about basketball, so this is going to be a lot about football, this walk and talk. And what I will say, after watching, I guess I've observed 13 of the 15 practices in their entirety, and so that's more than we've seen in a while. I think they've got a better team than they had last year. Now, we always say that. The caveat is it's relative to Arkansas. It's not the other teams in the SEC, because I think probably the middle, lower tier teams in the SEC probably got better teams than they had last year. I think we're just on an upward trajectory as people realize how important the transfer portal is and filling your roster. Teams are just built different now than they were like 5 years ago, and it's just getting more and more and more competitive in that aspect. But the first thing, like, where we start off with, well, let's talk about Taylen Green, first of all. You saw a little bit of the wheels he had. Now, he had, I think, 5 carries for 15 yards in this one. He also lost 15 yards on 3 sacks, including that. So, I mean, really, he had 2 real runs for 15. I think it was a 16-yarder and a 14-yarder, and he's, you know, down when he's touched. You know, he probably would have broken those off for bigger runs. Again, he's going against the second-team defense. It's good to see him accurate, because really the last couple of weeks I felt like he'd kind of declined a little bit. Now, he's going against the ones really in practice the whole time. But the last 2 scrimmage work that he'd done, and, you know, the practices, you know, was just felt a little bit off here and there. So it's good to see him come out, even though it was against the twos, and have a lot of success. And I don't think we can factor in really like the impact that he's going to have with his legs, because he can, I mean, again, I've said this before, but this is a guy who breaks off 70-yard touchdown runs. So today he was 17 of 22 passing. 200, this tunnel's always windy. 243 yards, 3 touchdowns. The pass that he had to Andrew Armstrong in the left corner of the end zone, like nobody's defending that. The pass that he had down the sideline, 38 yards to Luke Haz on the first play of their 5th possession, nobody's defending that play. Two really, really excellent throws. The throw he had to Tyrone Broden was really good, and he had a lot of other good ones. I mean, not very many incompletions at all throughout the game. Jaquinted Jackson, big-time addition. I think he's your starting running back next year. I love the chip that he has on his shoulder, and he takes exception to a lot of things. Like, I remember asking him about the injuries that he had last year when he was at Utah. Still had a really productive season, but was just, you know, didn't like that people were calling him, you know, said he had paper ankles. Everybody's got something to say, you know. Asked him in this one, hey, you caught a 15-yard touchdown catch and run from Taylen Green. I don't, you know, remember you catching a lot of passes and stuff in your time at Utah. Well, took exception to that. Like, I used to play quarterback. You catch the ball every time. Talking about thudding up in practice, well, defense thinks that's tackles. It's not tackles. Like, come on, man. Like, he got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, which I like. I feel like he feels like he's got something to prove to people. And you like to see that out of a senior running back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's a beautiful day. 82 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. Great day for spring football. So, which way do we want to go? I guess we're going this way, aren't we? So, offensive line, it's a better unit. What I haven't seen so much is just defensive linemen just running free. Jaywalk. You haven't seen like defensive linemen just running free, you know. And we saw that so much last year. We thought, hey, the defensive line's going to be out of this world. And they were really good, but and probably a little underappreciated, but maybe not as out of this world as we thought. It's just the offensive line wasn't very good. Like what I hear from Josh Braun, the tightest knit group of offensive linemen that they've ever had. And I'll say this too, like I think, you know, Arkansas was able to identify pretty much all their starters before spring ball, because now the NCAA lets them do stuff like 7-7 and stuff like that prior to the spring now, so they get a lot more access. It's all uphill. Stop giving me a hard time about huffing and puffing. I got this heavy backpack. I'm trying to talk and breathe at the same time. It's all uphill. Cut me some slack. I'm not in mid-season form yet. So, better unit on the offensive line. Still think they need to get a couple of guys for numbers. But you can't really say like this is a great offensive line or anything. You just know it's a better group than they had. So we're going to go by the house that I lived in. I feel like we did this last year. I lived in this house in college. Markham Road. Parked over by my buddy's house. There's a decent amount of people here. I mean, for as hard as it was to park, I actually thought there were going to be more. They're in solid shape at the skill spots. I mean, Luke has that catch he made was very impressive. I feel like Tyrone Broden's taking his game up a notch. Here we go. I used to live here in college. Shout out Brandon Benish, Chris Russell, my roommates. So, I mean, and with Bobby Petrino also as offensive coordinator, you know they're going to be a lot better. I mean, there just wasn't any chemistry last year. There was just, I don't feel like anybody meshed or understood exactly what, you know, Enos, I don't think Kennedy understood what Enos wanted from him exactly as an offensive line coach, and I don't think he knew how to teach it, and I think there was just a lot of frustration. You catch that when you hear people talk about how things are this spring. Flipping over to defense. I've said before, I felt like the defense was pretty solid overall last year until like the last quarter of the season. And I think they'll be just as strong in the secondary as they were. Wouldn't hate seeing them add another player, like a safety maybe. Linebacker. I really like Brad Spence. I think he's going to be a really good player. I think Sorey will too. I like the way that Spence is put together. You know, just in the limited time that we've seen him, his knack for making big plays. I just wonder about depth at that spot, and also, you know, a lot of hoping. Would like to see them get a veteran in the portal at linebacker. It's just, you know, it's a young group. I mean, 7 of the 9 players on scholarship right now are in their first or second year. That's just young overall. And defensive line is solid. It's just they need to get at least one more really good quality defensive tackle. Probably need to get 2, but get one who is a guy that's really going to push, like make a move for you for playing time. Because they've got a solid 2 deep in there. It's just, what if somebody gets banged up? And somebody will. You know, somebody got banged up last year. You just didn't feel it because they had so much depth on the defensive line. They had a solid 3 deep. This year they've got a solid 2 deep on the interior. They've got a couple of talented young freshman ends with that third group who will just get better. And they've got an 8-week, you know, summer training cycle coming up. But when you get on the defensive interior, when you get to that third group, you start talking about, you know, a couple of walk-ons who are good players for walk-ons, but just guys that, you know, you're not going to, ask to contribute a lot. J.J. Hollingsworth, who's a 280, you know, former defensive end. Caleb James, same situation. You just get a lot smaller in there on the interior. And if you get somebody banged up, then you're going to be relying on one of those guys to help you. So need to go out and get another guy out of the transfer portal at defensive tackle. And then I think you're in pretty good shape. You're going to miss Kim Little this year at kicker. I don't think there's any question that there's a step back there. Defensive line's not quite as good as it was last year at this point. Linebacker probably not quite as good as it was last year. Depth, experience, all of those things. Secondary about the same. Offensive line is better than it was last year. I think quarterback will prove to be better than it was last year, just the way everything shook out with that offense. When you factor in Bobby Petrino being the quarterback coach also and offensive coordinator, running back should be better because the offense, I mean, all these things are, you know, it's connective tissue, right, all throughout the offense. It should be a better team than they had last year. The question again remains, is everybody else better? Because if they're better and Arkansas is better, you know, it's kind of a wash in that sense. It's just so competitive these days. I mean, it's always been, but it's just never a next level type of competitive. All right. We're about over to my buddy's house here. All right, everybody. Appreciate you joining me. That's a wrap on 2024 spring football. And it doesn't just like stop here, does it? Because the transfer portal is open for basketball. And we've got you covered at Hog Sports on all that. HAWGSports.com. Connor Goodson's on top of every bit of that and has dropped so many nuggets already about where Arkansas is headed, what to expect with the transfer portal, guys that they're targeting and stuff. And you can sign up at HAWGSports right now for 60% off. It's like 12 cents a day. Is that like 84 cents or something a week, something like that? I mean, it's a hell of a deal, and it ends soon. So if you want to follow all the portal madness that's coming with basketball, I mean, there's 13 spots to fill. There's 13 spots to fill. And then with football, there's 5 right now at least. And you're going to have some guys enter the transfer portal. I don't think there's any question about that, even though Sam Pittman says he doesn't want anybody to enter. It's going to happen. And so you're going to end up with anywhere from, you know, 5-10 maybe spots to fill on the football team. And plus, you've got the contact period with recruiting. And Danny West has got you caught up on all that kind of stuff. So it's been a wild 2 weeks. And now it's portal madness. I mean, it just doesn't stop anymore, does it? So go to HAWGSports.com. And appreciate all of you guys for following us and subscribing to this channel, subscribing to Hog Sports. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without you guys. So certainly appreciate you. Appreciate all the people that enjoy this, I guess. I mean, it's weird. I mean, I have people coming up to me all the time, want to take pictures. Somebody asked for an autograph the other day. Bizarre, but I certainly appreciate you. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with hogsports.com. We'll catch you next time.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.